Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the post-match podcast. Liverpool have just beaten Leicester by 2-1. A late penalty by James Milner to get the Reds, or keep the Reds top of the table with 8 wins out of 8. We've got Paul, we've got me, we've got Aubrey Reynolds involved in this show. But first of all, let's start with the match reaction.
Liverpool 2, Leicester City 1. You know what? There's people who spend their weekends going to gardening centres and playing cricket and just watching the telly, going to the movies, going shopping. Losers, we call them. Losers. The big winners are the people who follow football, and even bigger winners, the people who follow Liverpool Football Club and get to witness games like that. Because you know what? It was horrible. It was horrible. Liverpool passed up chance after chance to put that game to bed. That game should have been dead and buried. You can't have that many chances on the counter-attack and not take them. And that's meant to come back and bite you, and it comes so close to coming back to bite us in the arse. And obviously we get the late penalty and James Milner bangs it away, and there's no feeling quite like it on this earth, to be perfectly honest. And bear in mind that I'm married and I've got 2 children who I love, but weird performance from Liverpool, very, very weird indeed. But I'll take wins like that all day long, if I'm perfectly honest. And I had a little word with myself at 1-1, and I said, if Liverpool win this game, I think they're going to win the league. Have I got that kind of balls and bravado now that it's done? I don't know. It's like saying, if this happens, I'm going to go to church every single week. Yeah, very, very odd performance all told. I thought Sadio Mane was probably the best out of the front three. Took his goal fantastically well. James Milner, I thought, at times was really, really good. A little bit on the edge at times, which is, I guess you kind of need in these games. You need guys who are going to physically impose themselves. But our legs fell off big time there, and this very much became a game of get through. And look, Chris and I, who's just doing the other videos over there, had said on the drive, and I said, I don't care how we win this one. I just want a 1-0 win. I just want to get 3 points on the board, and I want to get the international break. So all the stories are about Manchester United and Spurs and Everton's manager and all this kind of, and no one will be talking about Liverpool in any way, shape or form, because we're just carrying on, we're just racking up the wins, and we're staying top of the league, and we can all take a nice big breather. And in that regard, Liverpool did that. I'd rather not have to go through the ringer necessarily, but at the same time, I've never felt more alive, so you know what I mean, you take the rough with the smooth, don't you? That end of the game, I thought Brendan Rodgers actually tactically got that spot on. He was, you know, largely 4-5-1 in that game. Caused us a couple of problems, but not too much. We dealt with it, and then he goes more attack, and I think he knew that, look, this is the thing, this is why teams in the Champions League and the Europa League drop points, is because playing 2 games a week takes it out of your side, it takes it out of your squad. And I think you can see we're going to come up against teams who are playing 1 game a week. They've got a 4 week to prepare, 4 week to train, and rest and relaxation and all that stuff in between, and that's why it's hard to win a game of football. But Liverpool are doing the best bloody job they possibly can of it at the moment, and it's exceptional. And there will be teams, and Liverpool, I'm sure, will drop points at some point. But to get through this block, to get through this spell, with not just unbeaten, but with a 100% league record, is massive testament to the character of this team. And James Milner, he's got ice running through his veins to step up and take that. Look, I never felt in doubt when I knew that he was on the pitch. But it's funny because, you know, you could have brought him off. He starts for Jordan Henderson. You could bring Jordan Henderson on for him, and it's a different story. But credit to Milner for going to the end of a career here, again, looking smart off the bench. But Mo Salah just looks a little bit out of sorts. A real shame that, you know, he comes off injured as well, with his fingers crossed. that he's, it's nothing serious, and you know he wasn't going to go away in the international break. Let's hope he can recover in time. It's going to be a big season for Liverpool by the looks of it, and you know what, you've got to learn to win as many different ways possible. Not that we ever choose to win this way, but we have, and you know, this is one of those games, we say it all the time, if Liverpool win the league at the end of the season, they'll come back and look at that as title winning form. Everyone's favourite Liverpool fan and Redmen TV guest is behind me. I'm sure you'll hear on some other Redmen videos, but look, I've been Paul Machen, that's been my match reaction, so let me know your thoughts in the comments or by tweeting me at @ThePaulMachen. Other than that, thank you very much, subscribe to the YouTube channel and I shall see you all soon.
Okay, that was Paul's match reaction. He's happy as Larry, as you would expect. Next, we've got my player ratings, me and other Liverpool fans actually outside the grounds. Yeah, brilliant. Listen to this. Right, I'm going to do player ratings. I'm going to go straight to Dave from Dave LFC Chats. Dave, we're going to do player. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Great. Absolutely great. Flew out from Dublin this morning in the airport, 5 a.m. And I see a bit of butter on the scone at the finish. Beautiful.
I have no idea what that means, so I'm just going to go straight into Adrian. Hello?
Liverpool are going to win the league!
Oh my God. First person to say it. 5th of October, maybe a touch early.
No, we are going to win the league.
Okay. Have you seen it?
We are. Because we're playing brilliant, and the team are defending as a unit.
I can't believe it. Where have you been? What have you been up to? Missed you? Nearly?
I know you have.
What have you been doing?
Staying away for a bit so we win. And we did.
We definitely did win. I can promise you that. I was there. You were there.
Yeah, you need to thank me.
I need to thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
No problem. Right. Adrian, the goalkeeper, out of 10.
9.
9?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's helping the others defend. And he never let more than one goal in.
I love it. He gets a 9 because he never let more than one in. I love that. I think I'll probably go for an 8, something like that, personally. I'm going for a fucking 8. You do it on your YouTube channel. Like, what's your YouTube channel called?
I'm doing it on yours, Dad.
Fucking 8. It's Dad. A fucking 8. Let me know in the comments section if it's a 9 or an 8. If you use back here,
Dad.
I'm never doing this shit again. I promise you. No, I'm going to go 8 because I thought he was really good, to be honest with you.
Dad.
Fucking hell, shut up.
Just give him a 9.
He's got a fucking 9, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right. Trent Alexander-Arnold. I find this one a difficult one, to be honest with you. He was like a bit up and down throughout the game, wasn't he? 7. I will come round to that. I want to talk a little bit about him, if that's okay. It's one of those performances from him where, you know, he I thought he was brilliant at times, and then the big switch, every time he tried the big switch, it didn't seem to work, and he lost the ball quite a few times. So I think, you know, yeah, he did. I think about a 7 out of 10, something like that.
I give him 7. On the button. 7.1. 7.1.
He's getting a bit of flack towards the end when he put 2 crosses in that were wayward. But I'm glad they didn't take Milner off because we needed the penalty, didn't we?
We didn't have anybody else on there. Right, I've got some family over from Canada. Come over here. Kat, Dave, how are you? First game at Anfield.
Oh, it was great, yeah.
Nice way to win a game, first game at Anfield.
Hardest way to win a game, but we won it.
But that is more enjoyable than just beating a side, isn't it?
Well, now it is. Yeah, if you asked me in the 89th, maybe not. But now it is.
Yeah, it was great.
Right, we were just about to give a rating to Dejan Lovren, who I thought was absolutely spectacular today, by the way. I thought he was brilliant.
He did. What would you give him out of 10? Probably give him... Well, how harsh are we on the rankings? Because not very. I'd give him a 9.
I'll go 9.
I'll go 9 as well, yeah.
That's it. Like, he had that one game in the cup, didn't he? Yeah. Have you enjoyed your trip? We'll talk after camera. It's fine. We'll do this later. You don't need to see the little family reunion and that, do you? So, we're going to go on to Virgil van Dijk. Anyone want to give a shout out for Virgil?
8. Definitely. Vardy had it difficult. Again, that's a top striker. Listen, Dejan was great. He was our man of the match.
Dejan,
definitely.
I thought he was brilliant.
Definitely. Definitely.
We've done Dejan, so we're on Virgil.
You know what? Virgil was great because, obviously, Jamie Vardy's a top striker. And again, no one can get near Virgil. Listen, Maddison was a top player in the second half. He made it difficult, not for him, probably for the midfield. But for sure, gave it 8 for Virgil.
8 out of 10. I agree with that. I think that's brilliant. Andy Robertson, anyone want to shout out for Andy Robertson? Come on.
Man of the match. Yeah. Super. Unbelievable. Up and down the way. 8. Yeah, unbelievable, super.
Mate, it seemed like he took so much away from that performance midweek, didn't it? And you know, that first half performance, it was up there with his best performances in Liverpool shirt. And he just started again and again.
Up and down, he's some engine. He's unbelievable.
Do you think he was helped out by Milner being there? I thought Milner was brilliant.
He had the security there, definitely. Milner was brilliant as well today. amazing performance. I'm delighted.
Brilliant, thank you. So we'll go on to the midfield then. Fabinho, anyone want to give us a shout out for Fabinho? Anyone? Oh, yes, here he is.
All day long, how you doing, mate? You're right.
Fabinho there.
Oh, mate, he's been like immense for weeks and weeks and weeks. He's just like definitely best centre, central defender, central. Well, central defensive midfielder in the league.
CDMs, but I'm not going to ask you to
Not now. You know what I mean? But yeah, awesome, mate. Fabinho, I think definitely 9.
I said on my match reaction, I hate bullies. I absolutely hate bullies. And Fabinho is the biggest bully in the world, and I fucking love him. He's absolutely superb. Got to go on to the midfield then. The other midfielders, I should say. Gini Wijnaldum. I don't know. I thought he did well helping out Trent. I thought it was an interesting move to have him over on that right-hand side with Mane over there for most of the game. And I thought they did help out Trent. I thought Wijnaldum obviously slots in and does well in that regard. I'll probably give him a 7-8 out of 10, something like that. James Milner, listen, you slot the penalty in the 95th minute of a 94-minute game and you're getting a 10 out of 10. It's just the way it is. James Milner, 10 out of 10. He wasn't man of the match, but he gets it regardless. Right-hand side, Sadio Mane. I thought he was absolutely brilliant again, Sadio. That finish, that first goal, I can't even believe it. I didn't even talk about it. I was so excited talking about everything else. But the way that Van Dijk plays it to Milner, Milner little ball out to the side, Robertson back to Milner. Milner, like, left-footed, fucking amazing ball for Mane to run onto. And you're like, go on, pass it into the corner, Mane. Pass it into the corner, please. And he does. And you're like, sensual. That was very, very sensual. I was going to do some hand signals that I normally whip out, but I had a little look around me and there's a few kids around, so I'm going to keep that one to myself. So I'm going to give Mane a 9 out of 10. I'm going to give Mo probably a 6 out of 10. A willing runner, and he was always running in behind. Thought the centre defender had the best of him, to be honest with you. His passing when he gets into that final third, that final position, just struggled a little bit with the right ball. I think he's tired is the problem with Mo Salah at the moment. And then Roberto Firmino, probably a 7 out of 10, something like that. Substitute-wise, Hendo comes on, gets a 7 out of 10. Divock Origi, probably a 6 out of 10, something like that. Adam Lallana, he came on last, didn't he? Dave always checking me on the subs, I love it. NA, probably. If you liked the video, let me know your player ratings in the comment section below. If you've enjoyed Liverpool being top of the league with 8 wins out of 8, then like the fucking video. It's fucking amazing.
Liverpool top of the league.
Thank you very much, Liverpool. Top of the league as normal. 8 wins out of 8. Absolutely fantastic. Gotta love that shit. Subscribe. See you next time. Ta-ra. And then finally, we've got a little snippet from the instant match reaction. If you want the instant match reaction, it's over 15 minutes long. It's me and it's the GOAT, Mr. Aubrey Reynolds, diving in depth and detailing as much as we can from what we can remember of the limbs of the end of the game. It was absolutely superb. Here's a little clip. And if you want more of that, it's the redmentv.com. It's £5 a month. It's free for the first month. Get involved just for this show. Stick around for the final word. Watch That in Tactics. Watch the newsroom with James Pearce. There's absolutely shitloads on the website. But anyway, here's that clip.
Again.
Let's talk a little bit about the first goal then. Kind of came from nowhere, didn't it, at the point in the game. Virgil van Dijk's got the ball at his feet, knocks a little ball to Milner. Milner plays a 1-2 with Robertson and then left-footed the ball by Milner, I think it was, wasn't it? And it's probably a 60-70-yard ball and it's inch perfect. And he puts it on a play for Sadio Mane, who once again showed that, you know, his finishing in the last couple of weeks, it's been a bit hit and miss. But this season, he is absolutely lethal in front of goal, and he passes the ball into the bottom corner of the net again. Kasper Schmeichel's got no chance, and Sadio Mane breaks the deadlock again. He is playing at some level. I know Cesc Fabregas tweeted in the week that he's like in the top 3 players in the world, and this is a lad who's playing for Monaco, who clearly thinks that Van Dijk and Salah are the other two. He voted Mane, actually, didn't he, in the best awards as his number one player. But Sadio Mane is one of the best 3 players in the world, do you reckon?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of players in the world, and any given week someone can do something amazing, score an overhead kick, and it gives you the recency bias, doesn't it? He's amazing. Like, literally, we are so fortunate to have the front three that we've got. Salah is off. Salah's off on a bit of off form.
Do you think he's tired, Salah?
I think he's working really hard. I don't know whether that's because of tiredness or whether he just knows he's in that pocket of form where it isn't just quite working for him. So he's trying to force the issue a little bit too much, which makes him a bit greedy, which makes him a bit take the chances. Does he take them too early or does he take them too late? He's just not quite making that decisions that when he's in his on form mode, he just makes the decision that feels so natural and they all just go in the back of the net. But Sadio Mane, like, it fell to him and you just watch him just silkily just pass it. Pass it is the word you use. He just passed it into the back of the net and it was like it wasn't in doubt as soon when he got that. You've just got to get him that chance. Literally, he's in a run of form and he's the type of player that he's literally a one chance, one goal player. We've got players now who are that good that they can get him at least one chance a game. So he's going to keep on scoring. And then I've got the utmost confidence that whilst he drops out, if he does drop out of form, which he can't keep up this form for the whole season, Salah will have regained that form. And you've got Firmino in the middle to keep going. Just to bridge the two of them doing that.
That is the post-match podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. See you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.